Republicans occupying
Blog Talk Radio
are not interested in progress. They're interested in power. They've shown themselves willing to kick millions off their health insurance and eliminate pre-existing condition protections for millions more, even in the middle of this public health crisis.
Governors are vowing to steer the response of their states to the coronavirus. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says social distancing will remain in his state regardless of what the president says. Italy says it will reopen bookstores and shops providing children's goods today, but not many shoppers have showed up. I'm Mike Moss. With restaurants and schools not currently buying milk and produce, farmers are destroying their products. Correspondent Rosa Flores has the story of a farmer in Florida.
What the tractor is doing is they're literally destroying zucchini and squash. This has been devastating for farmers here in Florida. The owner of this farm is Sam Marcuccio. His family has been working this land since 1948, and he says that this is devastating. It all started a few weeks ago when schools and restaurants started closing and the supply chains got completely severed. He said that since then, about 70% of his acreage has had to be destroyed.
The International Monetary Fund is projecting a Great Depression-sized slowdown. France has forecast an 8% drop in its own growth this year and has been staring down at its worst recession since World War II. On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 500 points, over 2%. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rob Spears, co-host of Conscious Talk Radio. Brenda and I found an amazing product for these challenging times. It's called the Little Magic Machine. We've been using it with our healing clients for stunning results. To learn about this machine, what it does, and how you can obtain one, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing. And be sure to tune into our live interview on April 22nd, where you'll learn all about it from an expert on its uses.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see more sunshine again today and high temperatures in the low 60s, probably topping out about 62, 63. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures dropping down to about 48. We'll see that trend for the next couple of days. Sunshine in the afternoon, highs in the low 60s, with mostly clear skies through the overnight, low temperatures in the low 40s.
Time is funny. Sometimes it seems fast and other times slow. When it comes to time slots remaining on Alternative Talk 1150, time is running out. In fact, there are just a few primetime slots available. So if you want to host your own radio program, the time to call 425-653-1150 is right now. Nope, no time for excuses. Dial 425-653-1150 to find out how affordable it can be to host a radio show. Alternative Talk, we have an opportunity waiting just for you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We have got a great lineup for you today. I am very excited about Jonathan Bell joining us here today. And I want to just tell you a little bit about why I'm excited. Benny, I want to give a shout-out. How are you today? Olivia, how are you today?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Hanging in there, right?
Oh, yeah, you know it.
All right. So, you know, you heard me over 16 years, Benny, talk about the fact that both Linda and I worked at the phone company. You can't even call it a phone company. Every time I say that, I get an email. It was Ma Bell, and we worked there for 25 years. And then we went on to work on the divested companies. And one of the things that Linda and I were involved with as both directors and executive directors was HR, diversity, employment law, all of the above. And I'm not going to talk about Linda's history with the company, but she holds a record, actually, in going to court and testifying. So she holds a record, which I'm not going to talk about today. But we got a dose of what it means to be in a place where we understood some of the nuances. Now, here's what I want to say as I have all of you greet and meet Jonathan. If you take all of our U's in HR, Linda's a gazillion, mine a gazillion, and you put them all together, it wouldn't be enough knowledge, information, and wisdom to navigate through the labor and employment situation today. None of that. But here's what we know and why we want to talk to Jonathan Bell. When you are faced with a situation and you don't know what you don't know, even if you think you know it, and you can't find anyone to go through, and you're dealing with an emotional, physical health, you're in the world of not knowing right now, you're watching the news, you're hearing, oh, we'd be back to work by the first. You know, our governor came out yesterday. I'm not sure what our governor is looking at, but he has a date of May 4th to get rid of the shelter at home thing. But here's where we are. We need help. So Jonathan is an attorney, labor and employment attorney, founder of Bell Law Group, coming here today because he is like us. He realizes out there in the world that we have never had to navigate through employment, unemployment, discrimination, wage, all of the above. We have never had to navigate in this way. Even with the repeal of the psychological contract in 91, or actually Exxon before that, even with that, we didn't quite have this. So today, he's joining us here today because he has stepped out and he is helping people without charging people, helping people understand coronavirus job loss could total $47 million, while the unemployment rate may hit 32%. But the statement I made the other day was a statement that everybody emailed me on. He's going to weigh in on. And what I said was the people that are unemployed may or may not find themselves in a job when they get back. Jonathan, it's great to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to doing the show.
What got you fired up to the point where you said, wow, we got to do something here. We got to help people. What was it? Did you have like a tipping point moment? I had a moment where like a little light bulb went on, but what was it for you?
Well, initially I wanted to get into the labor and employment field because I find that mostly employees are struggling to know what their rights are. I hate the feeling of someone being discriminated against based on race, age, religion, gender, disability. I was always raised to stick up for the underdog, so I don't like that situation. Obviously, there's also different laws between federal, state, and city laws, so it's very complicated. And even a company with the best intentions could make mistakes. But let's fast forward now to the coronavirus. I believe in goodness. I believe in being there for people in need. And I get angry when I see ads from lawyers or any other type to try to take advantage of a situation like this for profit. So what I did is I just opened up my lines, my emails, Facebook. Everyone's contacted me from different places. And I'm giving the best guidance I can under the circumstances all for free because I would never want anybody to capitalize on people's desperation. And I find that some attorneys are even offering services that people don't really need. For example, you know, these big, you know, PPP loans, which I've been giving a lot of guidance on, you don't need to pay for an attorney to give you advice on that. It really should be between you and your company, the accountant, and the lender. And attorneys are salivating at the mouth, which makes me very upset. To me, it's all about gratitude and giving back. And I know that one day, when it comes time to it, people will remember me as the honest guy and reach out to me in the future for something that we can do for them.
You know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, you're talking to somebody that did exactly what you just pointed out. Because I started to get involved in this and try to find out everything I could for my folks that work for me. I was unsure about the direction. I was unsure about their rights for unemployment. I was unsure. And so I'm one of these people that went and sought an attorney, right, to help me. Because, to be honest with you, my accountant, I love him. He tried to help me. He is in the middle. He's down to two people. He's in the middle of tax season. And so here we are, somebody like me, small business, been in business since 2003. I had to hire an attorney just to help me answer one question on the form I was. You're right about it. I mean, under normal conditions, attorney's fees are, you know, pretty robust. But in these scenarios,